Hello, everyone. This is Cecilia, your favorite host from Outright TV, a video and podcast bringing you stories of LGBTIQ people and allies across the globe as we face this pandemic together. In today's exclusive episode, I have the honor, no, the privilege of talking to Luisa Drummond-Viotto, one of Outright's prestigious two UN program officers, and more importantly, the more fabulous one. No offense, Sahar, you know I love your outfits. So, Luisa, welcome. Would you agree that you're the more fabulous UN program officer?
I do not have an opinion on that. I think you should start a poll. I don't think it's my place to say anything, but if you're saying it.
If I'm saying it, it's true, but I think you're very diplomatic, which is very useful in the career path that you have chosen currently. So, I love you. Anyway. Well, Luisa, tell me a little bit about your objectively fabulous self. What do you do at Outright, and how has your job changed in light of the global situation?
Well, as you said, I'm a UN program officer here at Outright. So we work doing advocacy at the United Nations level. We work with diplomats. We work with UN agencies, with other civil society partners to make sure the LGBTI issues are always included within their work. Everything changed because, one, the UN headquarters is closed. No one's going there. All the meetings got canceled. I started the hashtag 2020 canceled. So everything's moving towards the virtual world, which is not necessarily ideal. People can't see things face to face. You usually have 600 people who are not paying attention to a Zoom call. And they call it a conference. So things have been very different, but it's also like an opportunity to change things and to make things in a different way.
I love the positivity there. And I guess you just owned or copyrighted the hashtag 2020 is canceled. You heard it. Luisa said it first. So bringing us to our next question, Luisa, where are you currently located, though? I think we can guess as to where, and also where are you from?
Well, as everyone might know, I'm located in Brooklyn, New York, and I'm originally from Brazil.
Oh, Brazil. Well, I think if there's any other country flailing more than the U.S. right now, it would probably be Brazil when it's in regards to the global pandemic. So, and I know this might, you might have a lot of feelings on this subject, and I'm truly sorry for asking this, but can you tell us how you're currently feeling about it right now, and what's going on in your home country, and how are your friends, your family, and just your thoughts on the whole situation there?
This could go through a really sad and angry path, but I'd rather focus on how ridiculous the government is right now and everything that the president's saying. So he just said today that all the young people should get coronavirus right now so they wouldn't contaminate the elderly in the near future, which does not sound like a smart move. I have a couple of friends who already have coronavirus and are in recovery. I'm worried about my family because most people in my family are over 60. And I also have doctors and nurses in my family, so that's also a bit worrisome because we don't know what to do. And being far away in lockdown, it's kind of hard. But at the same time, I think there's nothing we can do from here or anyone inside their houses other than social distancing, not listening to the president. If you're Brazilian watching this, do not listen to the president. And try to do the best that we can, because otherwise people are just gonna get really sick and die, and the healthcare system cannot sustain itself with the amount of people that are gonna get sick, since everything is business as usual there.
There are no social distancing measures, just to clarify. The president has not made any social distancing measures.
There's zero measures whatsoever related to coronavirus other than producing some medication that, according to him, works. And certain governors or mayors have started doing social distancing or quarantining, but nothing is enforceable because the federal government does not approve it. So he believes that it is a media hoax. In the age of fake news, people should start focusing on data and stop focusing on someone who hired an actor to dress as himself to give a press conference.
I guess it just goes to show that fake news, you know, we can go on about that subject, but when it deals with lives, that's when you can't do it, really, if anything. It just harms too many people and society as a whole when you spread these different fake stories around when it's just people's lives are at stake. So thank you for sharing with that. And I know this is definitely was a tough subject for you. So thank you for sharing anything on that. Anyway, as we move towards this and through this, I'm like many people and like you, I'm sure, I'm tired, I'm concerned. And if I'm being honest and vulnerable, I'm afraid. But unlike many people, I am an optimist. And though I certainly recognize the privilege that I currently have right now with having a shelter or a place to live at, a job, no matter what I've ever gone through, I have always felt that there's a silver lining in everything. So in light of this situation, I'm wondering, what do you think is the good that might come out of this extremely hard and horrible situation? And yes, I also know you're not quite as optimistic as me. So as such, I will give you free rein to call me out on my bullshit and say otherwise, but tell me why you don't see the silver lining. Or again, tell me what you do see that could be the good in this.
Well, I've talked to a lot of people, a lot of activists around the globe, and everyone's saying, well, we're going to come out of this more united than ever. And people are going to understand that, you know, we need to work together with nature and with one another, and that the world will be a better place. But what I think is that the system is not working, and the system will continue not to work if what we're focusing on is dealing with this is going to happen again and again and again and again. Global warming is happening. We're having more diseases than ever. El Nino, anything, we have it right now. And people do not care. People do not care about refugee children. People do not care about trans women being stuck in detention centers for males. People do not care about any of those things. And I think that coronavirus is not a magic virus that's gonna make us all come together and do things. Do I wish that would happen? Yes, that would be great. Everyone would like eat healthier and fresh foods, and everyone would have a minimum wage that would pay them rent in New York City, and everyone would be happy. Do I think that's gonna happen? No, I think the poorest are gonna be the most affected, the economy is gonna stop, and the governments are going to rely on exploiting them even more. And the capitalist system is just going to continue living well, to be honest. The capitalist system survived both world wars. It survived the Spanish fever, SARS, H1N1, dengue, Zika, everything. It has survived. And unless we kill it, nothing's going to change.
Sorry about that interruption, folks. Anyway, Louisa, thankfully I'm pretty sure we were ending your point there, so that was good timing. Thank you, outside world. And thank you for bringing those of us like me that are up in the clouds, I guess, back down to earth. I appreciate everything you said. I hear you, and it makes me a little upset. But hey, we have idealists and we have realists. That's why this world kind of works. Anyway. Overall, I think we've both been a little uncharacteristically serious here. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah. We're not that serious usually.
I mean, we haven't really been that serious in this call, but that's Anyway, but still, I thought so. So in the spirit of our true nature, I thought I would ask a very simple question. What are your TV recommendations? And please don't say Tiger King.
Well, everyone has watched Tiger King. And I just need to make a very quick comment that is the image that the U.S. has outside of the U.S. And my U.S. friends do not believe me, but that's it. Everyone thinks you're like that. But other than that, my recommendations, everyone knows I'm obsessed with reality TV. It's so bad that's good reality TV, you know. I have my two interns who I love dearly watching Love is Blind, thanks to me. and we're not sponsored here. I'm actually saying my favorites. I love Love is Blind. The Circle is amazing for quarantine because you're inside an apartment alone, and so are they. So it's a very Inception, and they have different countries. The Circle France is coming out this week. The Circle Brazil is out. You can learn a new language watching TV shows. Really good. And also, if you're Brazilian, once again, Big Brother Brazil has been, like, the best show since forever. I'm obsessed. It's all about racism, white feminism, intersectionality, so many things happening. Brazil is, like, engaged. The son of the president has a candidate that he wants to win, who lost on Tuesday. Every football player, every soap opera actress, everyone has their favorite. So everyone's very engaged. Also, another opportunity for you to learn Portuguese.
There you go. Fun and learning. Who would have thought? And I hope you wrote every single one of those shows down. Again, we reiterate, we're not sponsored, at least not yet. We hope to be, but at this point in time, we aren't. Finally, to end off on an even more fun note, I thought, Louise, out of anything, you could give us the best survival tip that you have, a fun one, keyboard fun, that to, you know, of the quarantine and the life that we're living right now.
Survival tip would be, one, to not put a lot of pressure on yourself to be productive or not productive. Find something to count the days. So I've been using a yoga challenge and Big Brother to count the days. Elimination day is Tuesday. And also try to keep in contact with your friends and loved ones. Everyone that I love and it's my family, it's outside of this country. So I've always had to talk to them through Zoom, to Skype, WhatsApp. We're not sponsored here. We use them all. And it's hard. I know it's hard. But it's also a different way for us to focus on knowing the people that we love and asking them questions that we wouldn't ask if we were in the same room, because we would watch a movie or hug or not do things. So this is also an opportunity to get to know the brains of the people that you love.
Did I just see some optimism there? What? Okay, well, I guess we just have to reevaluate the question I asked like 2 questions ago, but whatever. Still, thank you, Louisa, for giving us those survival tips and ending on a positive note and bringing hope to the world, if you will. So I guess that is it, folks. We want you to subscribe. Our plan is to get up to 1,000 subscribers. So if you see that button, if there's a button down there, please click subscribe and hopefully we'll be back for more. Stay tuned for episode 2 with Louisa and Cecilia.